God is moving on the streets.
If we can touch that one gang member with that one word, we can reach entire gangs. We can reach entire cities.
We, the people of God, are going to bring the light into the darkness.
They're like sheep without a shepherd.
They don't know him yet.
A lot of times they feel trapped.
Anyone that's growing in light is going to have an increasing heart for those who are in darkness.
Go in his power and in his love and demonstrate who he is.
I think people made a believer out of me.
We send them out two by two.
To a wounded and dying world. Not to condemn, but to love.
Know his love, man. He really loves you.
The dead raised, the sick healed, devil cast out in great measure, the poor looked after, and it should be normal Christianity.
God's heart burns for the lost, and he wants us to take the prophetic to the streets.
To Extreme Prophetic. My name is Patricia King, and I'm glad that you've joined us for today's program on prophetic evangelism. We have Fatine Crisco and Samuel Robinson with us from Vancouver, and we'll be sharing with you creative ways on how you can take God's light into the darkness.
I think prophecy fulfills a vital role in evangelism today, and I like to include, you know, gifts of healing and miracles along with that. And that's how Jesus operated, you know. He told the apostles to go out and, okay, announce the coming of the kingdom of God. Heaven is within reach. You can have heaven on earth. That's the promise. Now, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons, bring the kingdom to those people. And he did that with prophetic words many times, and he did that with signs and wonders. And if we'll do what he did today, we'll get the results that he got today.
Welcome to Insights. Today I have Samuel Robinson. Samuel, you're the son of Charlie Robinson, and it's great to have you with us. I love young people. I love working with young people, and I love the fire and the zeal I see in you. And how old are you, Samuel?
I am 19.
19 years of age. And you've actually been on the road with your dad for the last 2 years, mm-hmm. Is it? You've been working with Todd Bentley. You've been on overseas trips. In fact, I saw a video clip where you laid hands on a child who was hydrocephalic, had this great big huge head, and as you prayed for that child, the head reduced to normal size. Mm-hmm. That must have been exhilarating.
Oh, that was amazing.
Oh my goodness. But recently you've been out amongst the lost with other young people, mm-hmm. in Abbotsford. And you know, in John chapter 4 we have a story about a woman at a well. She wasn't in a church, she wasn't in a counseling office, she wasn't in a prayer meeting, she was at the well getting some water when she had a God encounter. She met Jesus, and he began to release prophetic revelation to her that blew her out of the water, so to speak, and that's what gave her a revelation that brought her into faith. And then she went and spread the gospel to all the men in the village. They came out and also came into faith. Now, you've been out and about. Mm-hmm. I know that you spend a lot of time in church too.
Yep.
But you've also been out on the streets. And sometimes just you'll grab some friends at 1 o'clock in the morning and go have some fun. So mm-hmm. What do you do to have fun?
Well, we just at 1 a.m, we go down to the bars and we wait for the people to come out, and they're completely drunk, and we just go out there and we just share the love of Jesus. We just say, hey, can we talk to you for a second? And they're like, okay. And they don't really know what they're doing, but as soon as we start prophesying and showing them the love, instantly they just sober up.
Wow.
And they're amazed, and they start to cry. And they're like, I feel this presence. I feel this love.
Wow.
Yeah.
And also, I mean, this is just a lifestyle for you. Mm-hmm. It's not like you say, okay, this is my prophetic evangelism day. You know, it's like you just live this. Mm-hmm. Right? In fact, we were out at a restaurant last night. We prophesied over the waitress, and she got born again.
That's right.
Just right there in the restaurant. Uh-huh. You know, you don't have to wait for a special assignment. But anyways, you were in a coffee shop, and in Canada, there's a chain of coffee shops called Tim Hortons, and it's very famous mm-hmm. up here, so there's a free ad for Tim Hortons. But anyways, tell us what happened there.
Well, we were at Tim Hortons. It was after a meeting. It was getting late, and we decided, let's just get some coffee. So we go there, and there's a couple of people, three or four, and we're talking to them, and there's this one girl, she's getting mad. And she comes right up to me, and I haven't said a word. And she's like, you know what? I want to die. I want to go to hell, and I'm going to have fun doing it. And I'm like, man, why are you telling me this? What did I do? And so they go inside, and I'm like, God, she didn't mean that. you know, I know that you have a word
for
it.
A lot of times inside, they're crying out for help.
They're crying out for the light. They're crying out for something more than what they have. Mm-hmm. But you see, you have to look beyond that. So I go inside, and they're just talking about Jesus. They're saying, Jesus this and Jesus that. I'm like, Jesus, speak to me.
Was that in a negative way?
Yeah, in a negative way. Yeah. And I'm like, God, just speak to me. And he tells me about her relationship with her dad and some other details. And they go outside again, and I got a water. I came out, and my friends keep talking to her. They're getting upset. And I say, excuse me, I don't mean to bother you, but the Lord was telling me about you in this area and about your dad and different stuff. And her friends freak out. They're like, are you psychic? Are you like, and they're all like, whoa, what's going on?
And of course, the difference between a psychic and a prophet is sourced.
That's right.
We're sourced in Jesus. But the world doesn't know that.
I know.
Because they haven't seen too much prophetic.
They haven't seen the true. You know, mm-hmm. We've heard the words, but we need to see the power. They want to see the power. And we go, and we started to talk to her, and she started to cry.
So the prophetic word made her cry. And then what?
She got saved.
She got saved right in front of the coffee shop.
Right in front of a Tim Hortons.
And what did her friends do?
They got saved as well.
They got saved as well. That's amazing. You know, we were just out amongst the homeless the other night, and I had a connection with a woman there who was just really hurting, you could tell. And I began to prophesy over her, and the same thing happened. You know, her eyes filled with tears. She says, are you psychic or something? Yeah, this is scary stuff. But it was God was reaching inside of her heart, and she got so touched, and her heart was so softened, and came into just a love cuddle with Jesus. Samuel, isn't it just awesome serving Jesus?
Oh, it's the best thing in the world.
And you know what? We're really proud of you and others in your generation who are just out there doing it. And I just want to encourage those of you that are watching the program right now. You know, you can make evangelism a lifestyle. It's not that you go to a church, take a course, and say, okay, now I'll do my 2 hours of outreach. It's like, make it a life commitment. Just get the love of Jesus. You know, he's a friend to the sinner. And the streets are full of his friends. You know, we just have to get out there and be a friend to them. And, you know, maybe you'd like to take one of our prophetic boot camps. You can take it by CD or Extreme Prophetic Class by CD or by live seminars. We can give you the equipping that you need. It's easy. It's not a hard thing to do. I mean, we have Samuel here, 19 years of age. He's been doing this for a couple of years, and now he's leading hundreds of people to the Lord, just out there having fun. And you can have fun too. Why? Because Jesus is alive. He's real today. And he's calling us, each and every one of us, including you, to take his light into the darkness. Why don't you go today?
The prophetic gift is a powerful tool to express the will of God to those around you. Patricia and the Extreme Prophetic Team instruct you in the operation of this amazing gift during our boot camp training. It's easy to hear the voice of God. Attend the next prophetic boot camp and get empowered. Registration and school information can be found online at extremeprophetic.com. The Prophetic Bootcamp is also available in audio or DVD formats for your study at home.
What I'm seeing is that when you were young, there was some things that you saw or some things that were going around in your environment, and there was a lot of confusion that was in your mind, like when you saw even adults making wrong choices and doing things that would hurt them and you and other little ones around you. And so you evaluated, but there's been this sense of honor in your life, like there's a sense of honor towards God, there's a sense of honor towards those in authority, and yet there's like this insecurity that comes because of the mistakes you've seen others make. And so you've been in a season where you're weighing up stuff for your own life. And again, even as I told your friend, I see so much potential in your life. I also see that you have musical ability in you, and I just believe that God wants me to speak a release of that on the inside of you to unlock it.
Let's go.
And
that
God wants to breathe life on that, but for goodness purposes. And God's going to be bringing a real goodness revolution into the earth where, you know, people are tired of the stuff that's brought them down, but they want to know what's right. And your generation is going to be called to do those things that are right. And God's just looking for leaders. And I believe that you're marked as one if you want to step into it. And so I just feel a lot of respect towards you and calling you up into your place.
Thank you. Yeah, that's crazy.
What's crazy about it?
That you know about my music and all that, and everything else I do. That's good. Thank you.
Do you You're welcome. Do you know God in a personal way?
Yeah.
He just says, walk with him fully. You're awesome.
Thank you.
Okay,
thank
bless you. Well, here we are in God Talk, and I have with me Fatine Crisco. She's one of my favorites of the younger generation who's just out there making it all happen. And so, Fatine, you've been leading Extreme Prophetic Vancouver, and just, I mean, you're just going after God, and you've got a company of young people who are just out there on the streets with you, just making waves for Jesus in one of the darkest places in, I think, the North American continent for sure, which is the inner city of Vancouver. So tell us a bit about how you got started with prophetic evangelism.
Well, it's been so amazing. I just look at this past year, Patricia, since you first came to Vancouver and launched the Extreme Prophetic Vancouver School right in the inner city, and I am blown away by what God has done just even in these last 12 months. It's been phenomenal. And I remember when you first came and you were bringing this word about how it's a season to take the love, the prophetic word of the Lord, and the power of Jesus Christ into the highways and byways. Now, I'd been doing prophetic evangelism since about 1996, and I've been doing the prophetic in the church. Right. But I don't know.
You never had combined the two.
I don't know why. You know what I mean? Because it's right there in Scripture, you know? In Corinthians, it says that when an unbeliever comes into your midst, you know, that everybody's prophesying, everybody's hearing a word from the Lord and releasing it, and it says that the secrets of their heart will be laid bare, and they will fall down and worship God and say, truly, God is among you. And
brings conviction.
It's amazing. And I never really connected the two, but about a year ago, we said, okay, we're going to start taking this stuff to the streets. And it's been amazing. I remember the first night that we took it to Commercial Drive. I just took my grandma's little card table, took a friend down who had never, she was an intercessor. She had never actually even prophesied over anybody in the church. And we just said, you know what, God, we believe your word is true. And we just want to be out here just to find your friends, just to speak words of life. And we sat down in a little inner city park there on Commercial Drive. Mm-hmm. And I think we sat down about 8 o'clock at night. And at 1 o'clock in the morning, her husband came by. There was still a lineup of people.
People were literally lined up, weren't they?
Yeah.
Lined up on the streets waiting.
It was amazing.
For a word of encouragement from God.
It was amazing.
You know, I remember years ago, Fatine, when an apostle from Germany came into our church in Kelowna, and he said, you know, you've got so much prophetic here in the church.
Sure.
You can get a word from God whenever you want one. In fact, he said, most of you have had so many words from God that it'll take you a life to fulfill them all.
Sure.
But what about those on the streets who have never once heard a word of destiny from God or a word of encouragement?
You're so hungry.
And it just pierced my heart, you know. I was so convicted, and I thought, yeah, what are we doing? You know, we keep all the good stuff inside the church when the commission is go ye. Jesus said, go ye into all the world. He didn't say, stay ye in all the church.
Totally.
And so that's what you got a hold of that, and you just took all the things that were operating inside of your church life.
You took it out
so that you could set a banquet table and compel them to come in.
And, you know, in those first, especially the first couple months, as people would come out for the first time with us, one thing we would hear over and over and over is people coming back at the end of the night saying, you know, we were created for this, you know, and it's true.
Wow.
We were created.
And these are the people that were actually doing the prophetic.
Yeah.
Who had never done it before.
Yeah, yeah.
They're just
launching
the church, and God showed up.
Totally, totally. And people are so hungry just for a word of encouragement, a word of life, a word just to know that they're known by God. You know, how amazing is that? And as you were speaking there a second ago, I was reminded of a testimony right on Maine and Hastings. One night we had some spiritual reading booth set up, and I was
just a minute. Maine and Hastings is like the inner spot of the darkest area in Vancouver, isn't it? It's like there's open drug use and drug deals, prostitution. It's right in your face. People are smoking crack cocaine. They're shooting up on heroin. They even have, you know, if people want to sign up for the program, they can actually get free heroin down there from the government, you know, and stuff like that. So it's a very, very dark place. So you're right there.
Yeah, and there's nowhere else we'd rather be. And so we had some booths set up. And I remember this one night, we were ministering to this guy, just prophesying over him. There was this other fellow who was kind of hovering around, and you know, he was kind of a little bit timid, but he was curious, and he was especially drawn by the presence. And that's one of the number one things that we've noticed on the streets. It's not so much what we've seen, but it's been what the unbelievers have seen. We've had several testimonies of unbelievers that have told us that they've seen angels actually standing behind us as we're prophesying over them.
And I know I've had that too.
It's
the
wild.
Unsaved see the angels that are around us. I don't see them. I don't even feel them sometimes, but they tell me, how do you see that angel behind you?
It's so easy, you know. It's wild. And so this one time, this fellow was just kind of hovering around, and it's like he could tell that he could feel the draw of the presence. And we were prophesying just words of life and ministering some healing to this one individual. And this man who was hovering around kept popping in saying, you know, this word's for me. This word's for me too. This word's for me too. And wow. So he eventually said, well, why don't you just sit down? And we'll give you some. And so we sat him down and we prophesied over him. It turned out he had several serious illnesses. He had hepatitis. I believe he had AIDS. Basically, the doctor had said to him, you know, it's a miracle that you're even alive. And he was also struggling with some serious addictions with heroin and different things. And so we said to him, you know what? We believe God is real. And not only does he love you, not only does he have a plan for your life, not only is he your father and your friend, but he's also your healer. And so we just began to lay hands on him to pray for healing right there on the spot. And now a lot of the things we were praying for, there was no visual sort of way to measure whether or not he was going to heal, but it was very obvious that the presence of God was touching him. And so at one point, after praying for him for healing for a few minutes, I just kind of stopped and said, so what's happening? Yeah. Are you feeling something in your body? And the presence was all there, and we were all getting, it's more blessed to give than to receive, right? And so we were all getting ministered to as well by the presence of God. And what he looked up at me actually, and he said, yeah, he goes, I really feel something. And then he said to me, he said, I'm trying to find my addiction. He said, I'm trying to find my craving that's always there. Yeah, he said, I can't.
It's always there in them, isn't it?
Yeah, and he said, I can't find it.
It disappears.
So just as we're speaking the truth of the love of the Father to his heart, we're praying for healing because the Bible says clearly that those who believe will lay hands on the sick, they will be made whole, right? So we're just stepping out in faith. And in the midst of just loving on him in the name of Jesus, praying for healing, the guy gets set free from an addiction.
Addicts, don't choose to be addicts. Usually, it's like there's a lot of pain issues in their life that lead to one thing, that leads to another thing, that leads to another thing, and then they get so addicted, then the addiction takes them down. In fact, I've seen the spirit of heroin. I've actually seen it. It's a demon spirit, and I've seen how it seduces people. And so when they're living down on the streets, they're all trapped in that. They don't know how to get out. They've tried so often, so many times, so many ways. So like one touch from God can set them free. It's awesome.
And I think a lot of times God is just looking for those who will go and be a bridge, right?
Yeah.
To bring people from darkness into light. And just a couple weeks ago, we were out on the streets in Pigeon Park, which again is one of the worst inner city parks in Vancouver. Again, just doing a spiritual reading booth. And this guy came by, this First Nations fellow named Spencer. And we just started again just to prophesy. And it was interesting. He told us after that he was walking past and he heard a voice tell him that he actually needed to talk with these people that were sitting at the booth. Mm-hmm. And so he came back, sat down at the booth and said, okay, what are you guys doing? And we just kind of explained, we're not psychics. We're not fortune tellers. We're Christians. We just believe that God's real. He loves you. He's got tons of loving things he wants to say to you. So can we share some things with you, that we feel for you, And so we just started to prophesy over him. And he just got encouraged. He was, again, just tearing up, being touched. And then he told us after that the whole night before that he actually was a Christian, and the whole night before he was up praying because he wanted to be set free. He was so desperate to be set free. And he said, God, send me someone who can help me. And so the Holy Spirit tells him to come to our table. We prophesy over him. And within about an hour and a half to 2 hours, we actually had this gentleman checked in to a local detox center where he was being ministered to by a godly ministry.
And
God's just looking for people who will go and just be that connector.
A lot of times people are intimidated because they think, I don't think I could ever bring a word from God over another person.
It's just loving.
But just loving, even a smile. Because I remember last year we were down there and we had met a woman who had been in a life of prostitution, and she got won to the Lord by a simple smile. That's what started it, because it was a smile of destiny. It was a smile that said, you have value. And she'd never felt value before.
Pure love of God.
And it's all we have to do sometimes, just taking a person by the hand and saying, God loves you. Do you know that the first year that I started prophesying, trying to listen to God for prophetic words, all I could hear at that point was, God loves you with an everlasting love. So everyone I prophesied over pretty much got the same word. But you know what?
Good word.
In our schools, I teach the students, look, if you get stuck and you don't have anything left to say, or you just don't know what to say, here's a prophetic word that is for all people. It's for all time. It's God loves you with an everlasting love. He really does.
He does.
And so sometimes we have students come back and say, oh, it works. It works. I went out there and I froze up. I didn't know what to say. And I knew God loved them. And so it just came out. God loves you with an everlasting love. And all of a sudden people would start to cry and they say, you know, no one's ever told me that before.
Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing.
You know, one thing too, as we've been stepping out just by faith, the Holy Spirit's really been mentoring us. And I remember one time we were really focusing on just working the healing anointing as we hit the streets, and we had just done some healing training with the healing rooms. And I remember I was praying with the team before we went out, and the Holy Spirit spoke to me and he said, Fatine, just do the works of Jesus.
Yeah.
And he began to list off to me all the ways that Jesus dealt with people. And he said, you know, when he met someone that was lonely, he just loved them. When he met someone who was sick, he healed them. When he met someone who was hungry, he gave them food,
mm-hmm.
you know. When he met someone that was, you know, dead before their time, he raised them from the dead, you know. When he met someone that needed to hear the words of eternal life, you know, which everybody did, but you know what I mean? Like,
right.
He always just met people where they were at. And I feel like as Christians, that's really what we're called to. We're
mm-hmm.
called to go in great love, in great power, mm-hmm. in great faith, in the fullness of who
yeah.
Jesus is, and just simply do what Jesus would do.
And that's the kingdom.
That is
the kingdom. I mean, you know, we can't just go to a service once a week and call that kingdom life.
Oh.
It's like bringing heaven into earth, bringing light into darkness. We've just released a book called Light Belongs in the Darkness, and people can get that online. It's all about, you know, just what we're talking about and how God's calling his whole body to go out. I remember one of the first times I walked in the inner city of Vancouver, and I was just praying, and I saw devastation all around me. It was just hurt lives, brokenness everywhere. I said, God, you know, everything's so dark here. And he says, my light belongs here. And he said, prophesy to the dry bones. And I thought of out of Ezekiel 37, where the prophet was called to prophesy to the dry bones. There was broken, dead bones everywhere. In the natural, there wasn't a hope.
Hmm.
But God called him to prophesy, and as he prophesied,
yeah.
those dry bones came to life.
As an army.
You know, yeah, and we want to invite you to take your light, the light in Christ that is inside of you, into the darkness, because there's people trapped out there just waiting for you. They're waiting right now. They're waiting today. Why don't you pray about going in his name? If you need any help to get equipped, we've got lots of it online. Go to our website at extremeprophetic.com.
Do you desire anointed teaching, prayer, impartation, and prophetic words that speak personally to your heart? Would you like an online shopping mall that can resource your life with life-impacting teachings? All of this and more can be found on extremeprophetic.com. Visit us today online. Everything on the site is available to you on demand to facilitate your own lifestyle and schedule.
It's one of the most favorite parts of the program is to bring destiny words over you. And, you know, I just see someone right now that's viewing the program, and you've been really, really stirred. In fact, you're crying because you had a sister who ran away from home a while ago, and you're not sure where she is, but you think that she's in an inner city. And you've just been touched because you've been feeling, well, maybe people like Fatine and her team and the Extreme Prophetic team, maybe they'll find her. And you know what? God wants to encourage you on that, because God's going to send people to her. You know why? You've been praying for him to do so. And so the Lord says, don't lose hope, but continue to pray, because he has his hand on your sister.
And I'm just saying that there's someone out there today that you have a loved one who's actually in intensive care. And I see a picture of an IV, and there's a drip that's coming down as well. And I feel like the Lord is commissioning you, even right now, even through this program, there's a stirring up of a spirit of faith that's coming up inside of you. And the Lord is saying to go forth in faith and in power, just to go and to lay hands on that loved one, and that you're going to see the power of God come in an amazing way as you step out in faith.
There's a woman watching this program, and you have rotten teeth all in the front of your mouth, and it's because you were a crack cocaine addict. And you've been really stirred by this program. In fact, there's an amazing evangelistic anointing on your life, and God's been using you because you had a real encounter with the Lord. But you're very self-conscious about your teeth, and God's going to bring someone your way that is going to give you new teeth. And it's all going to work out, and it's just because He loves you. And you're such a treasure to Him. So rejoice today because your Papa God has a wonderful gift for you.
There's a release of anointing today for prophetic restaurant evangelism. And for some of you, even as Sammy was sharing about Tim Hortons, or as the testimonies are coming forth about restaurants, you were feeling a stirring. And right now, in the name of Jesus, I'm just going to believe, and you just can just receive it right there where you are, just an increase of an anointing to be able to prophesy in the highways and the byways and in restaurants in particular. And the Lord says, step out in faith, and you're going to see healing, signs, and wonders right now. Just receive it in Jesus' name. An increase is coming to you today.
Yay. And also, there's someone just finishing a dream interpretation course. You've been doing a lot of study into it, praying into it. You've been interpreting a lot of dreams of your friends, and God's going to use you with the lost now. He's going to enable you to take everything that you've learned and then go and take it to the streets, and He's going to give you the creative ways on how to do that. And so just know that God's hand is upon you. Do you know what? Is that God's love is so amazing. It's resting over each and every one of you right now. So go take it and shine for Him.
Reach those in the streets, the marketplace, and the world around you with the life-giving gospel. The School of Extreme Prophetic offers powerful equipping and impartation so that you're fully furnished to reach the world around you. The school includes prophetic evangelism training as well as an outreach to the streets. It's a lot of fun, and it's life-changing. Meet new friends, and with them, bring light into the darkness. Go online at extremeprophetic.com for more information. Become a Breaker Team member today and partner with us in God's media army and harvest teams through your monthly financial gift of $30 or more. As a partner, you are prayed for every day by skilled intercessors on our team. You receive special gifts, reduced registration fees, and exclusive privileges during many Extreme Prophetic sponsored events. As a Breaker Team financial partner, you receive the Breaker anointing that rests upon Extreme Prophetic. Partner with us today and join the Extreme Prophetic family.
Thanks so much for joining us. And here's a prophetic word for each and every one of you. It's this: God loves you with an everlasting love. Now, go take His light into the darkness, will you? Just shine for Him wherever you are. I'm always so touched by John 3:16, because it says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Like, how great is that? That a God who created us would love us so much that He just wants us with Him for all eternity. And it's just a privilege to go tell the whole world about that. Because how will the world out there ever know unless we go and preach? How will they ever have faith unless they hear the Word of God? And we carry it. We carry the word of His love. Jesus is a friend to the sinner, and the streets are full of His friends. And so God's just looking for those that He can send, for those that will go in His name, for those that will represent Him, will represent His love. And it's not a hard thing. It's easy, because He gives you the love to take, and He gives you the words to speak, and He gives you the acts to do. He's just a God that supplies with everything so that we can take His light into the darkness. This is what touches me.